Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 38 today, verses 3 through 10. That's Psalm 38, verses 3 through 10. David goes on and he says, "There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All the day I go about mourning. For my sides are filled with burning. There is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me." Now, notice that in David's prayer, he doesn't have an attitude that says, "My sin really isn't that bad." Look at verse 3 again. He said, "There's no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There's no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head like a heavy burden. They are too heavy for me." That's what we're going to talk about today, and we're going to get our challenge from this section. Many people will admit that they sin, but then they quickly compare their sin to others, or they minimize how serious they think it really is. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 10, let me read to you. James chapter 2, verse 10, the scripture says this. It says, "For whoever keeps the whole law but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it." Let me say that to you again. "For whoever keeps the whole law of God but fails in one point has become accountable for all of it." Folks, the Bible is very clear that if you break God's law, you're a lawbreaker. You're guilty in the eyes of God. David is being disciplined by the Lord. David has committed some sin, and God is disciplining him because of it. He's not punishing him. The punishment for David's sin is upon Jesus at the cross and will be in the future, but God knows everything, and he's outside of time. And so that's why Old Testament saints can be given righteousness because of the sacrifice of Jesus, as the Bible describes in the book of Revelation, how he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God is using, though, this situation in David's life to get his attention. And David is realizing that God now is disciplining him and shaping and training because of his sin. And he's having it hard. And that's why we saw last Saturday, "Oh Lord, don't rebuke me in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath." You know, David knows that God is disciplining him right now and shaping and training and using his situation that he sinned to bring growth, healing, strength, improvement in his life. But today's challenge is just simply this. Do you see your sin the way God does? Do you acknowledge that even though you've been forgiven of your sins, you still need your feet washed? You still need that daily cleansing, that acknowledgement of, I shouldn't have thought that. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done those things. Lord, thank you for the fact that I'm washed clean because of your blood, but I need your forgiveness today. That if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In the book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 36, it says, one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and Jesus went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. And behold, a woman of the city who was a sinner, when she learned that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. Now the Pharisee, you know the rest of this story, the Pharisee thinks to himself, if this guy, Jesus, really were a prophet, he'd know what kind of woman was touching him. And Jesus then asked this guy a question. He said, let me tell you a story. There are two people that have, one's been forgiven a huge debt, and the other one's been forgiven a little debt. Which one would love the guy that's forgiven him the most? And the Pharisee says, well, of course, the guy that's been forgiven the great debt. And Jesus says, you got it. Those who realize they've been forgiven a great debt love much. The ones who think they've only been forgiven a little love little. And that's my question for you today. When you look at your sin that Jesus took care of at the cross, and when you look at your sin on a daily basis, do you see it for what it is? Do you realize you've been forgiven much? Do you love the Lord much because you realize how much he's forgiven you? Or do you only love the Lord a little because you don't think you did that much compared to those people around you? My prayer is today you have your eyes open to how much you have been forgiven. That way you can love much. Look forward to sharing some more with you next week.
Hope to see you then.